Welcome to the Prophecy Club. I do not take any joy in bringing this one to you at all. Frankly, it's scary. The topic is, Russia is now prepared to make a first nuclear strike on America. Not kidding. Things that Russia has done over the last 30 days, but especially the last week, Russia is not kidding. They are angry. And I'll show you why. And you didn't hear this in your local news. Russia is angry and they're threatened to launch a first strike, nuclear strike on America. Now, I hate to say this, but if I don't ask for help, then we start heading into a hole. So we're asking people to join us with $9.90 a month on an automatic gift so that we can take the bottom out of the ups and downs. And so if you can help, now would be a wonderful time to help. It seems like if I don't ask for help these days, then very quickly we're in a hole. So if you can help, thank you. God will bless you. Anyway, also, by the time you watch this, which is probably going to be Monday, we will already be past the end of the counting of Omer for this year. Now, that does not necessarily mean that we won't see the headline, "Omer ushers in Palestinian state." Believe me, we've got 1,550 people fasting and praying that it won't happen this year. We don't want to see that. That's very, very bad news for America. But we're still watching because these two emails I got basically say, well, maybe it happened shortly after the counting of the Omer. So I don't know. We'll watch. Maybe it's this year. It'd be better if it was in the future sometime. Also, Joseph Kitchen, until while supplies last, they are offering you get one pail of red wheat at the regular price and get a second pail free. Josephskitchen.com. Also, if you have a pile of money someplace, God has blessed you. You don't want to lose it. My suggestion is you call 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-4653, and just talk to them. Okay, you don't have to do anything. Just talk to them. Say, okay, here's what I got. I got an IRA. I got a 401. I got some money in savings. I got, okay, what do I do? Because if it's in paper, you could be in very big trouble. Okay, so Russia is now prepared to launch a nuclear first strike. Why do you say that? Well, first of all, this is very important. People, the reason they're not accepting this is because they don't believe that's ever going to happen, okay? They haven't heard Dmitry's warning. They don't understand that this is Revelation 18. As a matter of fact, Revelation 18, Jeremiah 50, 51, Isaiah 13, 21, and 47. Six chapters in the Bible say that America is going to fall. But let me read the first part of this. I recommend you read all of it if you're not familiar with it. Pause and read it. So the angel spoke to Dmitry and said the fall of America will start with an internal revolution in America. I'm talking about an armed battle, bullets from Americans flying and hitting Americans. And it could even happen this year. Fall of America will start with an internal revolution in America started by the communists. Some of the people will then start fighting against the government. And I think that's the, I don't know, 20 or 30 million illegal aliens that we've had come into our nation. Okay, let's go on to the point. So this is from War News 24/7. Russia delivers to all EU countries a humiliating ultimatum of unconditional surrender of Ukraine. Its rejection opens a Pandora's box. Now, I tried to look past on some of our recent programs. You probably remember if you watch all the time, that Ukraine, or Putin has now said it's going to start using tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine. And he was telling the Ukrainians, don't be afraid of them. They're not as bad as what you think. So Russia is about to start using nukes in Ukraine. And we know that eventually Russia is going to take out America. Putin says we are at the point of no return. Russia is now saying they are going to war with America, not just America, but all EU. Now, this is so important. I better read every word of it. Russia is officially delivering within the next few hours an ultimatum to all European countries, which will contain humiliating Russian terms, for Ukraine, NATO, and the EU for ending the war in Ukraine. In other words, Russia knows they've already won. Russia knows they can defeat America and take America out anytime they want to. And so they're not backing down. But what I'm about to show you also is a video that Biden says he's not backing down. The problem is America is full of sin, and God has decided to judge and defeat and to destroy America in 1 hour. If the ultimatum is rejected, Putin says, which is the most likely, the war will move into a new phase of escalation with all scenarios open, meaning I think he will start using nuclear weapons and he's going to take apart Ukraine. Lavrov pointedly added that whenever the West rejected Russia's peace proposals, it did not lead to anything good. That's as positive as he can put it. According to Lavrov, Russia is not planning to attack Europe. Instead, it seeks peace and an immediate ceasefire in Ukraine with negotiations. Well, there's not a prophecy that says EU is taken out. The prophecy says America is taken out. It goes on to say, Putin's tough terms are, Putin said Russia today presents a yet another concrete peace proposal to resolve the conflict in Ukraine. However, if the West and Kyiv reject this offer, as they have before, the responsibility for the continued bloodshed will fall on them. In other words, he's saying it's about to get really ugly. Up to this point, they've just been using conventional weapons. But what he's saying is, what they warned is, they're about to start using nuclear weapons in Ukraine. So here are the terms. A, Ukrainian forces must withdraw from the entire territory of the Donetsk and Luhansk. That's giving up a large portion of Ukraine. People's republics, as well as from Zaporizhia and the Kherson regions. We are ready to sit at the negotiating table even tomorrow. If everybody thinks that Russia is a bad guy here, then the good guys, which is supposed to be the Americans, say no way. But since the good guys, the Americans, have now become the bad guys, led by Moloch and other people, evil in high places, I mean, we can see that with all kinds of things in our nation. And Russia, I can't call Russia good, but I might be able to say in the eyes of the Lord, they're better than America. I mean, I bet Russia's not getting all kinds of prophets going over and telling them that God's about to destroy them, but we are. But the problem is America is not listening to God's prophets, just like Israel did back in the Old Testament. B, as soon as Kyiv declares that it is ready for such a decision and begins a real withdrawal of troops from these areas, as well as officially announcing the abandonment of plans to join NATO, our side will immediately follow, literally in the same minute, the order for a ceasefire and the start of negotiations. I repeat, we will do this immediately. Our terms are very simple. If the West and Kyiv refuse it, it will become their responsibility for the bloodshed. In other words, you ain't seen nothing yet, Ukraine. We're about to pull out the big bad boys, the nuclear weapons, and we're about to destroy Ukraine if you refuse this. C, Russia demands that Ukraine adopt a neutral, non-aligned, and non-nuclear regime for a peaceful resolution of the conflict. All Western sanctions against the Russian Federation must be lifted. The status of Crimea, Sevastopol, Donetsk, Luhansk, if I'm saying that right, Zaporizhia, and Kherson, as regions of the Russian Federation should be recorded in international treaties. In other words, we want this ink on paper. According to Peskov, Russia is asking for written guarantees not only from Ukraine, but also from Europe, and that Ukraine will never become a member of NATO. I'm not a military guy, but to me, this sounds reasonable. Now, I know probably a lot of people think you're crazy, but understanding Russia's going to take us out, and this is only a small step that could be taken to stop the Nazis of Ukraine from advancing and keep Russia from destroying America. In the eyes of God, God's probably speaking to the heart of the Russians and their leader that you need to continue this, and he's speaking to the heart of Americans and their evil leadership. Don't go along with it. Let's go on. and the threat to be Putin. We have come close to the point of no return. What's Putin saying? He's saying, if you don't agree to this, we're probably going to go to nuclear war, and we will destroy you in 1 hour. But again, nobody understands that. They haven't been listening to me or Dmitry. The selfishness and arrogance of the Western states have led to the current state of affairs. The world has come close to the point of no return, or the point of nuclear weapons. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on the sidelines of the meeting on Friday, which the leadership of the Russian Foreign Ministry said, let me remind you that it was Washington that undermined strategic stability by announcing the unilateral withdrawal from the Anti-Ballistic Missile Defense Treaty, the abolition of medium and shorter-range missiles in the open sky. So we had an agreement with Russia, and we were the ones that pulled out of it. I'm telling you, there's evil leadership that is leading America into her own destruction. I don't have to tell you that. Together with the NATO satellites, they destroyed the decades-long system of confidence-building measures and arms control in the European space. Ultimately, the selfishness and arrogance of the Western states led to the current extremely dangerous state of affairs. In other words, Russia is saying, America, you're the problem. And of course, we Americans are saying, yeah, we know we got an evil leadership. Ultimately, this selfishness and arrogance of the Western states led to the current extremely dangerous state of affairs we have come. And this is unacceptable, close to the point of no return, Putin said. According to him, calls to inflict a strategic defeat on Russia, so Russia is claiming that we're trying to destroy her, which has the largest arsenal of nuclear weapons, demonstrate the excessive adventurism of Western politicians. This is not the first time Russia has said, we can beat you, we can destroy you, but we're not listening. Commenting on the 10-year security agreement signed by the U.S. and Ukraine at the G7 summit that just happened, Putin called it a bluff, an insignificant agreement that could collapse at any moment. In the first half of the year, Ukraine concluded a package of two agreements with a number of European countries. Now a similar document has appeared with the United States. If a serious legal examination of such an agreement is later carried out, the question will certainly arise who signed these documents and with what authority. It turns out that all this is a bluff. The agreement is insignificant and the whole edifice will collapse, said the Russian president. The presidential term of the previously elected head of Ukraine, that would be Zelensky, has ended, along with his legitimacy, which cannot be restored by any tricks, he said and continued, calling the cancellation of the presidential elections in Ukraine a show. Today's tragic page in the history of Ukraine began with the violent seizure of power. So here's your little history here. The unconstitutional coup of 2014, the source of the current regime in Kyiv, is an armed coup. In other words, the leadership in Ukraine has been taken over by evil, specifically evil Western sources, kind of like the leadership in America has been taken over by evil. Okay, it's the same evil Moloch group. Okay, and now the circle closes, said the Russian president. The West is trying to provide an ideological basis for the dismemberment of Russia. That's the second time. Russia says we're trying to destroy it. NATO tried to turn Ukraine into a springboard against the Russian Federation and did everything to incite war between peoples. I did not give the order for the army to occupy Kyiv because there's 3 million citizens and civilians in the city. The Russian army was stationed outside the city and withdrew as goodwill gesture to open negotiations. Now, let me show you some articles that will scare you further. By the way, if that doesn't scare you, then nothing will. Russia was ready to withdraw from southern Ukraine, Putin says, but Kyiv rejected the offer. They've already rejected the offer from Russia. This thing I just read you, Kyiv has already rejected it. Rejects Moscow's new peace proposal. Now, let me show you a video that someone sent me. By the way, thank you for your emails. And this is Biden saying, we're not backing down.
I'm very pleased to share that this week, the G7 signed a plan to finalize and unlock $50 billion from the proceeds of those frozen assets. put that money to work for Ukraine. Another reminder to Putin, we're not backing down. In fact, we're standing together against this illegal aggression. The agreement that President Zelensky and I just signed also lays out our shared vision for a just peace, a peace rooted in the UN Charter and the principles of sovereignty and territorial integrity, a peace with a broad base of support around the world that holds Russia accountable for the damage it has done in this war.
This is the reason. If you don't have one of these to put on your house or your car, I suggest you go. EMP Shield, promo code PROPHECY, gets you a $50 discount. All right, continuing. New U.S. sanctions force end of dollar and euro trading on Russia's main exchange. In other words, we're attacking Russia in several different ways, but Russia is trying to get America to back off. And America's not backing off. America's not listening. So Russia just pulled the dollar from being used on their stock exchange. That's what this is about to say. In other words, Russia is doing everything it can to try to get a hold of America and get her attention and get her to stop starting another war, nuclear war. New U.S. sanctions against Russia, yeah, that's as in more sanctions, against Russia have caused an immediate suspension of trading in dollars and euros on the country's leading financial marketplace, the Moscow Exchange. You know, I don't like saying this, but America, that is supposed to be the shining city on the hill, taking the gospel to the world, is now the nation that has fallen apart. We're a bunch of druggies, child sex, pornography, all kinds of filth upon us, and God is causing us to stir up trouble with a nation that He has given them better technology. We're no longer the leading military in the world. Russia can take us out now anytime they want to, because God has given them that position because He's about to take us out. And I'm telling people, the fall of America will start with an internal revolution. Well, how's it going? Well, people don't believe me. They think I got a hole in my head. Sad to say, not too many years down the road, people are going to find out Stan Johnson was not a nut. He knew what he was talking about. We were wrong. We should have listened to the warning of Dmitry Duterman. Okay, so this tells you about the exchange. Let's go on. Now, it gets worse. S-500 deployed earlier than expected. Posture now consistent with nuclear first strike. What? Okay, essentially what the S-500 is the most advanced system to knock down American missiles that are fired to Russia. They weren't expecting it. This is what the article says. They weren't expecting it to be even ready yet. And now all of a sudden, Russia pulls it out, and they're protecting here the Leningrad Military District. They're protecting and conducting tactical nuclear drills. And they're saying that right now, American missiles can't touch Russia. The problem is, they're probably right. They told us that they were making all these missiles and they were not lying. So there's no reason for us to think that they're lying now. Here's my point. Russia has nuclear bombs next to America right now. I mean, down in Cuba, 90 miles away. They can take out America today if they want to. One Russian submarine can destroy America. Matter of fact, just one of these 250 times more powerful nuclear weapons hitting any place in America and would never be the same again. Just one of them. But as we saw the other day, I think a Russian submarine can carry 160 of them. Wow, the newly deployed, defending this new system, defending their cities was the most advanced missile defense system in the world. So, Russia is now ready for a first strike nuclear war on America. And they're openly saying it. In other words, Russia, if they want to, they can do a first strike on America today. And the good news is, it's not going to happen. Not yet. Because we haven't seen the internal revolution yet. We haven't seen some of the people fighting against the government yet. But right now, we can all say, we can see an internal revolution. Look, if for whatever reason, Trump doesn't get in, and they find out it's the left, I think at this point the Christians in this nation are angry enough to pick up shooting arms. We are fed up with our nation being destroyed, the southern border. We're so fed up, we're about to do something. And that something is probably an internal revolution. So today, things got exponentially worse, the article says. Overnight, Russia deployed the second generation of its S-500 air defense systems around Moscow, St. Petersburg, and Russia's strategic nuclear missile silos. In other words, they're prepared to take out anything we throw at Russia. This second generation system, look at what it says. The undisputed pinnacle of air defense systems in the world was not expected to be ready for deployment for at least another 6 months, but all of a sudden, Russia deploys it. Why now? Why is it that Russia has a submarine down in Cuba? St. Petersburg and their strategic nuclear missile silos has now changed the balance of power completely. What's that saying? What's that saying? It's saying that right now America is no preeminent, no more. Right now America is not number one when it comes militarily. And right now Russia can take out America and America can't take out Russia. This posture is one that would be expected if Russia was planning a nuclear first strike upon the West and was ready to defend itself from the counterstrike. Let me read that. Matter of fact, let me read the whole page again. St. Petersburg and their strategic nuclear missile silos has now changed the balance of power completely. This posture, this position they're in, is one that would be expected if Russia was planning a nuclear first strike upon the West and was readying to defend itself from the counter strike. Russia announced tactical, this is continuing the article, Russia announced tactical nuclear weapons exercises about 3 weeks ago and began them 2 weeks ago in their southern military district. Russia then sortied 11 nuclear missile submarines, and one of them could destroy America. They got 11 of them surrounding us in the Atlantic Ocean. About 3 days later, Russia then sortied 27 additional nuclear missile submarines in the Pacific. Okay, did you catch that? 27 on the Pacific side, 11 on the Atlantic side. If we didn't have Dmitry's prophecy, if we didn't know that this is not going to happen until there's an internal revolution, if we didn't know that, I could be sitting here saying, Russia's about to take us out. Russia then waited about a week for the subs to get in position and expanded the tactical nuclear exercises to include the Leningrad military district around St. Petersburg. In other words, it's just protecting more of Russia. That means that the entire Russian border with the West is presently seeing the movement of actual tactical nuclear weapons brought to within striking distance of NATO forces and NATO member countries. Last night, Russia made a surprise deployment of their newest S-500 Prometheus air defense system around Moscow, St. Petersburg, and the strategic ICBM silos. Russia's ready for war. Added together, every indication is that Russia is fully prepared now to launch a severe nuclear first strike and successfully defend itself from a counterstrike. The only things that the Russians have not yet done is declare a general war mobilization for the entire population and begin moving people into bomb shelters. Everything else is already done. It gets worse. U.S. sends Los Angeles-class first attack submarine to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Well, why don't we have them in the oceans right next to Russia? They have 11 on our Pacific side and 27 on our Atlantic side, or I think I got that backwards. But the point is, so we bring out one? I don't even know if we have, what would that be, 38 submarines? I don't know how many we have. So it goes on to say Russian surface vessels can be torpedoed by the USS Helena, and the Helene can be torpedoed by the Russian submarine What could go wrong when we have our submarines in close proximity to their submarines? Let me remind you, stay with me. I know I've read this, but this is important. 1997. So the angel came to Dmitri and said, "See and remember. I saw a small bear seemed half dead lying on the ground." This is Russia. "As I continued to watch the bear, it began to breathe deeper. Every passing minute, it revived itself. And it became angrier, began to grow, till it was larger than the forest floor. Larger than anything else around it. It began to paw the ground, so that when it pawed the ground, the earth would shudder." That's the strength of Russia right now. "The bear continued to devastate all that stood in its path until it came upon some men with sticks trying to fend it off." I think that's after the Russian bear has taken out America and NATO and the other countries stand up against it. It'll just run over them all, kind of like it's doing in Ukraine. We said, I saw a video the other day of one of our M1 A1 Abrams tanks that was sent to Ukraine and Russia took it out. The great A1 Abrams tank that can't be, yeah, well, they did destroy it. By this time, the bear had grown so large, it simply crushed the men underfoot and continued to rampage. Stunned by what I saw, I said, "What does this mean?" "At first, they thought the great bear was dead," the man said. "As it began to stir once again and they'll consider it harmless, suddenly it will grow strong." This is where we are now. "Once more with purpose and violence." As another confirmation, this is Virginia Boldea. Dmitri Dudeman said, "I saw something." She went to get the recorder. He said, "No, I don't record it." This is all she could remember. "The Lord showed me a very large bear, as large as a building, began to do battle with an unarmed man." In other words, that's basically NATO. "Do you see what I've shown you? This is how it'll be when the hardships come over America. No one will be able to defend her. Only those that trust in me will be spared. Everything will start as a heavy rain on a sunny day." One more article. Medvedev again warns NATO, "Stop what you're doing or nuclear consequences." Russia has warned us over and over and over, but we're not listening. One, I read this article a couple of weeks ago. I'll let you read it if you want to get all of it. But the point in the blue, the casus belli, Russia is now saying that the things that us and NATO have done, they can see it as a casus belli or an act seen as justifying a nuclear war. America is in serious, serious trouble. Let you read it. Russia is saying, this is not intimidation or a nuclear bluff. We're not kidding. We're not kidding. America's not listening. Remember this one? Now, the point that I want to get to, because I'm running long now, this was Dmitri Dudeman. The angel came to him. And here's what you need to see. "I gathered they were from a Russian-controlled territory. They said, you must free Taiwan or the Americans. I saw the words being written, Alaska, Minnesota, and Florida, where America would be attacked. Then the man spoke, when America goes to war with China, the Russians will strike without warning. We, too, will fight for you." America, we're in serious trouble. They act as friends. They say they respect the treaties made together, but everything will happen is how I will show you. How it'll really happen. What is that? The fall of America will start with an internal revolution in America started by the communists. If I had to guess, I'd say we have a 90% chance of seeing that this year. Something going to happen around this election, because the left is not going to let Trump in and the right is not going to let them stop Trump from getting in. So Trump is right in the middle of the fall of America. Let me talk about our three sponsors briefly. First, if you want to get gold or silver, we're going to send you to 800-200-GOLD or prophecyclubgold.com, prophecyclubgold.com. Second, if you want to get long-term emergency food, the only place I would send you to is josephskitchen.com. It is what I believe is God's long-term storage food. As you recall, Pharaoh and Joseph, what fed the world for 7 years was wheat. Most of your long-term storage places, $9,000 to $10,000 to feed one person for 1 year. Joseph's Kitchen can show you how to do it. for about $1,000, one person, 1 year. And EMP Shield. If you want your car to start, if you want your computers to start after some kind of nuclear event, that's the device to get. And if you go to EMPShield.com and use the promo code PROPHECY, get your $50 discount and help your prophecy grow.